This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
No. You know you mean to me, Torts. I got you a little something. What does that say? My best friend gave me this shirt.
He got a shirt. I didn't get a shirt.
You make an interesting point.
In
now
no
I feel
time
better.
In getting that shirt made, did you think maybe I'll get a few of them to my best friends?
Yeah, but you get the emotional connection that we share every day for 3 hours. So now he has the t-shirt, so he knows when he needs to be reassured that he has a best friend in me.
But he doesn't have the t-shirt.
Yeah, throw it away.
No, he took it. His wife made him take it.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Let's go to Rob in the car. Good morning, Rob. Oh, Jesus, right.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Friends. All right, the big 7 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. So you played the same rejoin in the 6 o'clock hour that you're playing in the 7 o'clock hour. What's the point of that? Just to really make me feel uncomfortable with the relationship?
That was not the same rejoin.
It was very similar.
Well, that was the most entertaining thing I did, that we did, I thought. We had some good sports info in there, some picks, and some yes, you making
so,
Rick feel bad.
So me being made to feel just like a lesser man and uncomfortable and not the friend that Rick claims that I've been all this time, that for you is great comedy.
Listen, I'm not saying it's comedy. I think there's some trouble there, actually.
So when you saw that last night, you felt the way about it?
I knew you would feel a way about it. I think you're reading too much into it.
So you would take Rick's side of this little tug of war here?
Yeah, I think, listen, you get the emotion, he gets the stuff, you know?
I like stuff.
I know you do.
I could use a new t-shirt, Rick. It's just not nice.
Listen, I know, but then how do my other friends feel when I'm giving you all my emotional support and I'm getting you nice gifts?
That I'm your best friend.
Well, yeah, but it puts, I mean, now all of a sudden Pete's questioning what's going on. I haven't got a t-shirt. Suit,
but I get Pete. He's family. Been your friend since you're a little boy. That he's your guy. I understand that.
Well, how about this? Maybe I didn't find a t-shirt that I thought was appropriate for you.
You had it made.
Yeah, that's another good point by you.
I mean, you're really not
you're
doing a great
a lot
job
of good
today.
Points. You're making a lot of good points.
You know what?
Points.
Fortunately for you, we have some NFL callers on the line that we can and probably should get to save you from you. A frenzy at 7:15 this morning. And we got to get into this little Knicks story that Jay Williams planted with us yesterday. And we will do that in a little bit as well. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Jay in Massachusetts. Jay, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
What's going on, fellas? So, I called the other day about, the doctor telling me to drink with the Giants. But I'm nervous. I really don't want Daboll. He hasn't done anything except for this thing. You know what he's done with Josh Allen has been great, but isn't a great player going to be eventually grow on his own? And
you don't know that
a huge thing.
You don't know that Josh Allen would have been this player without Brian Daboll.
No,
maybe not this player. Here's what I'm saying though. We as the Giants, we've done offensive coordinator Pat Shermer, that's failed. We've done a rookie head coach Joe Judge, that's failed. I mean, come on. I mean, can we get some continuity and some stability from the coaching staff? And I don't want to let Pat Graham go. I really don't.
I don't think they want to either. I don't think they. But and, you know what? For everything like you say, you can go the flip side. Bill Parcells was a first time head coach. Had that play out. Jim Fossil was an offensive mind. Had that play out. Like there's the other side to every argument you're going to make.
Oh, it's the risk you run. I get his point. I mean, it's the risk you run if you hire somebody that's never done the job before.
Yeah, and then you have a GM and a head coach that have never done it before. There's some concern there. But you could have some concern with Brian Flores. It didn't exactly end beautifully with Miami.
No, if you trust, and who knows, because we've never seen, again, you have Joe Shane, who's never done it before. You're leaning on his experience with Brandon Bean, what they did in Buffalo, the fact that he knows how to build around a young quarterback to get the best out of the young quarterback. And you just got to trust that he's going to hire the guy that he feels like he works best with, that has the same, that shares the same vision. That would be the one thing about Brian Flores that would concern me a little bit. How, you know, how he treated his offensive coordinator, the lack of communication between him and the GM. Like, that's not something that Joe Shane's going to want to deal with.
No, of course not. I think you have to have some concern there. Listen, there's no hire that comes without worry, right? They're not going to bring in Sean Payton. So any of these guys, there's concern. And you just have to hope that you mitigate that and the guy can rise above.
You know what the best way to make a first-time head coach look really, really good? Have a good quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say good team. A good quarterback, of course.
Because, I mean, everyone was ready to get rid of Zach Taylor before Joe Burrow showed up. Now they're in the AFC Championship game, and he looks like he's getting Coach of the Year consideration.
Well, he's been unbelievable.
No, listen, I know.
It's a conquering hero in Cincinnati now.
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, that goes into it too. Like, just how we talk about putting the young quarterback in a good situation to have success. You're also, you want to put your inexperienced head coach in a good position to have some success.
Of course you do. But again, I don't think that Daniel Jones is bad. I think you can win games if you. And I'm not saying that you can build around him to wind up winning the Super Bowl. But do I think you can be a quasi playoff team or a 7 or 8 win team with a guy like Daniel Jones? Absolutely, I do.
Yeah, but don't say that. See, I disagree with that point. I think it all it does, if you don't have a great quarterback, all it does is make it that much more difficult to reach that ultimate goal.
Of course it does.
How about this? So
what point did you disagree with so much, though?
Well, no, that you can, I don't think you can win a Super Bowl. Like, no, that's not necessarily the case.
I don't think you can win a Super Bowl unless you build a super team. Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback, okay, and I don't think he'll ever be a great quarterback.
But there are plenty of quarterbacks. I mean, there have been quarterbacks that are just good quarterbacks that get to Super Bowl. I mean, Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl. Well,
Jimmy Garoppolo is one win away from going.
Okay, again, though. Again, going to the Super Bowl again. The Niners have won 3 straight elimination games on the road by a combined total of 12 points. Quarterback has thrown 1 touchdown and 4 picks.
Yes, and he's lucky it's only 4.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. He's lucky it's only 4. So it can be done. It just makes it that much more difficult. In a salary cap sport, you're not going to hit on all your draft picks. You're not going to hit on all your free agents. You're going to deal with injuries, and that's when, a great quarterback, a franchise quarterback, he makes up for those deficiencies.
That is correct. Like a Mahomes, like a Burrow, one of these elite Josh Allens.
Yeah, I mean, look at the game. Look at the game that the Bengals just played. Like, if Joe Burrow's not Joe Burrow, I mean, how many quarterbacks are getting sacked 9 times and having that much poise where they can...
Honestly, maybe none.
That don't compound the mistake by doing something stupid. Like, that's the problem with what Wentz does.
Like, I mean, listen, Kyler Murray, they're throwing left-handed passes out of the end zone, these guys.
Stafford does the same thing sometimes.
A lot of them do. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And first of all, thank you for a great football season coverage. Because the Super Bowl, to me, the season ends this weekend. But I have to agree with you with the Bengals-Chiefs game. I mean, I just don't see it. Matter of fact, I don't even trust Zach Taylor. Because I thought his play calling was horrible last week.
Yeah, why is he not getting the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands?
Bro, that's the problem. I mean, how do you throw, I think it was like 24 times or run the ball 7 times. You know, they're not rolling the kid out. You know, like you said, not getting out of the ball.
Everything's down the field.
Hands quickly. No, it's ridiculous. And I think, it'll show itself this week. But for the San Francisco game, man, the Rams are the more talented team, top to bottom. But I don't trust McVay. I think Shanahan's a better coach. I think San Francisco's defense, I think if they get pressure on Stafford, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think they're winning the game.
That's not a crazy pick.
I like it, but he's got conviction with the pick, though.
Yeah. Don't sway him, though, because all of a sudden he's going to be jumping onto the Niners plus the 3.5. Ira, be careful here.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't bet, but I just think McVay's a better coach. Shanahan's a better coach, and I trust the 49ers' defense.
Listen, it's not a crazy take.
You know what the thing, though, is? You know what the thing is? And were you watching the Manning cast at all?
I didn't watch 1 minute of the Manning cast.
Okay, so for the Monday night game, which was the Rams' first playoff game, Peyton Manning actually made a point, and he would know. I mean, because Peyton Manning, again, he was like, Peyton Manning's great in the regular season, but, we need him to win a Super Bowl. He actually said that by winning that first game, getting the monkey off his back, that it would unlock Matthew Stafford moving forward, and you'd see a different, more confident quarterback.
And he was terrific against the Bucs.
So I'm saying. So maybe, I mean, is that because we keep going? You heard Iris like, I don't trust Stafford. Well, maybe. I mean, is this a different
Stafford? Maybe it's time to flip the switch on that. Yeah, it's a very valid point.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
It is Championship Weekend Football Frenzy, and it is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. I'm not going to ask if you're ready, because I know you're ready. You live for this. So let's go. 1-800-919-3776 on the Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. And away we go. Brian Saratoga, lead us off. Brian, go.
Where do the Bills go when their offensive and defensive coordinators are hired away?
I think Ken Dorsey is going to be your new OC.
Yeah, I don't know if Leslie Frazier gets a job.
He might not.
Okay, so there you go.
I mean, so there you go. It's Dorsey and Frazier, and away you go next season. And I think next season they'll be right up there as you know, one of the favorites to come out of the AFC yet again.
They've drafted well. They got a great quarterback. They've drafted well.
They have a terrific coach. They have a great quarterback. They have a good young team. They have good receivers. They have a good GM. I mean, this is not the last you're going
to
hear of the Buffalo Bills.
I stand by, too, that the kicker or somebody screwed that up at the end of that game.
Well, if they did, that's you never get over that.
How do you say, well, the execution wasn't right? Well,
if that was Bass and he made that mistake, or that was the whoever made that mistake, you live with that forever. That's a horrendous mistake
Make. If you told him to kick it, just kick it off like you normally kick it off, what was wrong with the execution? You kicked it in the end zone. That's it.
You did a great job.
Okay, so if the execution was wrong, then what you're insinuating is that he screwed up.
Why did you not squib the ball?
Well, exactly.
Just squib it. Let's go to Shooter in Stanford. Shooter, you're on the frenzy. Go.
Last week, you guys blew it with the pack of pick. Do you feel the Chiefs is a sucker bet, or will you...
I guess the question is, do we like the Chiefs?
I like our pick.
We like
I like
the
our
Chiefs.
Pick still.
No, but I liked our pick last week.
Yeah, I like our pick. We were right there.
Come on. If that punt is not blocked, we win that game.
Listen, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers did anything in the second half of that game, or even after the first drive, listen,
terrible.
I'll stand by it. If you told me that the Niners were going to score that many points, I'm taking the Packers all day, every single day.
The Packers scored on their first drive a touchdown.
Yep.
The Niners scored 13 points. And nothing on offense. You'd bet everything you had.
Stand by it.
It's unfortunate. Danny Suffolk. Danny, you're on the frenzy.
How long are we giving Danny Dimes next year? How many games before it goes bad that you pull him?
I think that depends. It depends who your backup quarterback is, and it depends how bad it goes.
If
he's brutal and you're 1-5, and the backup quarterback is someone who's legitimate, you probably would make a switch.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're not going to pick up his fifth-year option. So, yeah, I mean, you have
no allegiance to Daniel Jones after next year.
No. It's the owner likes him. I mean, and you drafted him with a sixth overall pick. I'd be more interested to see what happens if you bring in someone that can compete for the job, like really compete for the job. Say it's Mitchell Trubisky, and we're in the preseason, and because, you know, Dable's the head coach and Trubisky already knows the system, he looks great, and Daniel Jones doesn't. If Mitchell Trubisky
would guess you'd probably ride with Daniel Jones, but it might be a short leash on Daniel Jones.
No, listen, I know, but that again, it leaves you scratching your head like, oh, I thought we were, I mean, you brought him in to have a competition, and now he looks like the better quarterback, and yet we're still going with Daniel.
A couple of Twitter questions. Joey Bag of Donuts says, do you think Brady and Gronk will run it back for one more season?
I think Gronk runs it back if Brady runs it back.
Yeah, I agree. If Brady goes, Gronk goes. I think it's all on Brady.
I just have a hard time believing, man. I mean, you're so close. You said 45. You're so close to getting it.
All right, so then answer the question. Yes or no, do you think Tom Brady is back this coming season?
I was confident he was coming back, and then he starts talking about how he was satisfied.
Yeah,
with
satisfied was an interesting word.
You don't normally hear him say that. I don't know. I'd say give him a couple weeks, spend some time with the family. Here's the thing, though.
Yes or no.
No, I know, but I want to, because I think you can relate to this because you have such a great relationship with Sherry. Like, as much as Sherry would be like, hey, Dave, you know, it's time to spend some time with us, with the family, you're missing things. If she could tell that you still had the urge to keep going, the last thing she would want is you to resent.
Right.
You know
and
what
then,
I mean?
So, and then, you know, listen, it's 1 year, but that could linger in a marriage.
Or he could be miserable. Like, he could blame her. Like, I said 45, and the only reason I'm not playing right now
right.
is I can
and you're
still
the one
play.
That took football away from me.
Exactly.
And you don't want to be that person. All right, Anthony Garrow. He still didn't answer the question. Yes or no? Does Brady play next year?
I'm gonna say yes. He plays one more.
I agree with you, Anthony Garrow. Out of Zeke, Cooper, Gallup, and Lamb, how many are back with the Cowboys next season? Zeke will be back. Lamb will be back.
Cooper, if anyone.
Gallup will be gone, and I think the question mark for me is Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's the question mark.
Right. I think he's probably back, but that's the question mark.
Yeah, I mean, Gallup's coming back from the injury.
Well, Gallup's a free agent. He's gone. I think he
regardless. And he hurt himself.
Yeah, he's absolutely gone. Let's go to Merv in Winfield. Merv, you're on the frenzy.
Yeah, a big Bengals fan.
Get rid of him.
We're going
to get rid of him. We don't. Nobody cares. Get right to your question. Vinny Queens. Vinny, go.
Nasty.
Well, you know what? We've established a routine, and that's not part of it. Vinny, go.
Was Tua holding Brian Flores back, or was Brian Flores holding Tua back?
The old chicken or the egg question.
I think the offensive line was to blame for it.
For
I
don't both
think
of
that,
them.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think that Flores wanted Tua in the first place.
No, didn't seem like it.
Corey, how pissed would you be? How pissed would you be? Seriously, if you had that strong a feeling about Justin Herbert and the GM and the owner, are like, no, you're taking Tua, and then you watch Tua play. And then you watch just what Justin Herbert is doing with the Chargers, and you know your
livid.
Job security.
I would be tied
to the quarterback.
Livid. I would never get over it. That I could have had this guy and been safe in my job for 15 years. Livid.
Yeah, but think how messed up that is. The coach's job security, because he's going to be the one that goes if something happens, you know, and if they struggle, is usually tied to how good your quarterback is. They make you take Tua, and you wanted Herbert, and you see what Herbert's doing with the Chargers. Oh.
Could you imagine? Because they have weapons in Miami, and yep. that defense, they would. You should thank God every day that you don't have to deal with that.
Well, plus, and they have. I was sitting here looking at during.
Could
the
you imagine if you had to deal with Allen and Herbert every week?
Well, yeah, but how about this though? I was looking at the salary cap, how much money these teams have to spend.
Chargers have a ton.
Miami, no, not Chargers. Miami's got $66 million to spend.
Yeah, they got to fix their offensive line.
The Chargers are second.
Yeah, great. Corey Greenwich, Corey, you're on the frenzy.
Who will record more passing yards, Burrow or Mahomes?
I would say Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, that would be my guess as well. Jeff Brooklyn. Jeff, go. Oh, well, that was unfortunate.
Oh, he got nervous.
Well, it's a lot of pressure. Dale in Jersey. Dale, come on, give us a good question here.
Should the Jets trade a mid-round draft pick for Michael Thomas from the Saints?
Why would they trade him for a mid-round draft pick?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You like that?
I'll go pick him up.
Yeah. We'll give you a fourth-round pick for who was
and
the
Denzel
best receiver
Mims.
In football three years ago.
We'll give you Denzel Mims, too.
Yeah, you can have him as well. All right, there you have it. Blow this one dead, Santi. You did a very nice job.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills.
your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know what I almost forgot? And you didn't remind me because you don't want to do it. You're supposed to call Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea.
Why?
Yeah, it's 4:30 in the morning. I don't know where he's at.
You're scared?
A little bit.
Yeah. You know what? I understand fully.
A little concerned.
So you feel like that's too big of an ask?
That's large.
It could make for great radio.
Yeah, but then it's on my phone, so it's not really like we can both go after him. It's like he can't hear you.
Right. Well, I'm insulated.
Well, I think we station cold call him.
Rick, that's a case where you may want to hold the phone away from the mic.
I think we station cold call him, if anything.
But you run point on it?
I'll run point, but we station. That way we're both on the call together.
Yeah, then I'd be nervous.
We both be nervous.
Yeah, he's a scary.
You know how
guy.
You know how we've said in the past that we'd like to, you know, we were doing it for a while where we like once a week or as many times a week as we could find something like highlight a nice story.
Yes.
Okay. So
I know where you're gonna go.
Which one?
The money donated to the Buffalo Bills.
Look at you, and that's why I picked 13.
I mean,
how
look
awesome
at what
that?
You see. Tortorella can't do this.
No, but this is why I don't have to reassure you. You're my best friend. You know you're
my
best friend.
He can't do this.
No, he
you'd
can't.
Say, you'd say. Coach, what story moves you? He'd be like, oh, a horse ran a 4.34. No, I know. I get you. He doesn't do that. He can't do this.
No, he's not at your level. He's not. I'm willing to admit it. He's not at your level. So, yeah, so to your point, so the Buffalo Bills fans have done this in the past. Right? So when Buffalo beat the Ravens and eliminated them from the playoffs last year, they donated more than $500,000 to Lamar Jackson's foundation. So, in honor of the 13 seconds they came back to tie that game up and win, the Kansas City Chiefs fans have donated over $300,000.
How awesome is that?
It's amazing.
How awesome is that? That now the bill started, other fan bases are doing it, are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. What charity was this for, Dino?
It's a children's hospital in Buffalo.
Oh, that's great.
They started receiving donations in increments of $13.
All right, RJ, let's put you on the spot here. Your team is in the NFC Championship game. If the Niners beat the Rams, would you make a generous donation to say the charity of Matthew Stafford, his choosing?
Oh yeah, I don't see why not. Might be a good idea regardless.
You could sell those, send him those cream filled cakes.
No, then you wind up in the hospital, but. No, come on. Let's be fair. What kind of a donation would you make? Would you make a $100 donation?
No, you can't. No, you're asking them a stupid question. It would have to be the donations that they're making have something to do with the actual game.
Gotcha. All right. So would it be? But it can't. But what happens if it's Beckham? Now he's going to give it like a $3 donation.
Oh no, you could do like the amount of points, something that you could tie into the game.
Fair enough. But RJ, if that happens, we're going to expect you to make a donation.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
I'd love to make donations, but I wouldn't have had to make one for years.
Oh, why don't we get a Dave Rothenberg Foundation set up?
A foundation for me?
No, not for you.
That'd absolutely be great.
I've seen your estate. You don't need a foundation. I'm saying that, you know, your foundation that we pick a cause for. We should have a deal. Why don't we not have a deal? We should have a DiPietro and Rothenberg
Foundation?
Well, yeah, a charity.
I would love that.
And we could make donations.
I would
I know
love
you like
that.
Working,
and then
I mean,
when we make bets with like Mike Tenenbaum, instead of you know Starbucks gift cards, he loses. He has to put money towards the foundation.
Yeah, exactly right.
I like this idea.
I think it's a great idea.
RJ, can you get this set up?
Sure, I'll set up a non-profit foundation by Monday.
Make sure it's a 501c3, please.
Yeah, you need. Tax Thank forms, you, all of it. I'll get
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we don't great. Want no donating gift baskets. This has to be it's a cash. It's, this
we're
is a
looking
cash
for
situation.
Money. I'm not kidding. See, again, this is going to be one of those things that you guys don't really follow through on.
That I don't set up a non-profit foundation for you?
This is going to be like the like the dinner party.
Dinner party, setting up a foundation without committing tax fraud of any kind, yes.
No, we're not looking for like an underground foundation, a legitimate foundation.
It's very difficult to do that.
I don't think so. I'm sure there's someone listening that could help you set up the foundation.
Okay.
Get Steve Hart on it.
Yes.
Let me solicit anyone that calls in to set up. I'll just need social security numbers from everyone, and we'll be square. Squared away by Monday.
Totally on the up and up.
Yeah, get Steve to set it up, and we'll have Scope and take pictures of us in the closet. We'll be running by Tuesday.
Yeah, this
See,
is. Some...
I look at this as, you know what? We can raise money for kids that are underprivileged or ill with cancer, and you guys just this is comedy for you.
No, I'm with you, but it's if not done well, it's going to come off looking like a shell company, and we're all going to the slammer.
I'm not.
Who calls it the slammer?
Shell company. I'm not saying we would do anything illegal. I didn't even think that. See, you really are the Don.
Yeah, but see, lucky for us, wherever we're going, RJ's going to have his own private stall. We'll be making Sunday gravy in the stall.
So I have a friend of mine.
Slicing up garlic with razor blades.
Is a big wig at, I think, Deloitte. And he just texted me and said, this is easy breezy. I'm in. I'll help.
All right.
Oh, Don, look at you. Look at the connections that you have.
I know people.
You do know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people.
Hey, let's give you some credit, though. I don't think we... This is what aggravates me sometimes about doing this show. And there's not, I mean, this is the best thing that I do. But I mean, let's just focus quickly on how spot on you've been with your Mets info and your Giants info. I don't think we highlighted enough.
I don't think so either.
I mean, you've been like, this is days in advance. I mean, you're working phones.
Yeah.
This is almost important stuff to me. Listen, I don't want to put you in. You're not in Shefty. Or,
you're part of the Giants? That's right.
Or passing territory. No. You're getting close, though.
Listen, when I say stuff, I think you at least have to pay attention to it.
You have to. Well,
right?
But yeah, you're not willy-nilly. This is legit.
No. I gave you the Shane information well before it happened.
Well before.
And I think Dable, and even more than it being Dable, I've heard Wink Martindale is the defensive coordinator.
See, I would like that.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Yeah, I would like that a lot.
All right, Tom Miller from Wallington, New Jersey. He's the winner of the Super Duper Box Bonanza. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, so what number are you going to pick here?
Box 86.
86. RJ, daily double.
Oh.
All right, Tom, it's okay. You're still a winner, and you can still win thousands and thousands of dollars in cash.
Yes.
Okay, he sounds very, very excited.
He doesn't want to get too excited. He hasn't won. He hasn't won the money yet.
Right, but he's very excited.
Yeah, you have a much better chance winning this than the underground pool that we were in.
Well, because that was fixed.
That was a donation is what that was.
Exactly. Before I paid, I was out. And you know what? To get me to do it, well, this guy's doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
This guy's doing it. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't just, would you like to do it? Where I had the chance to say, you know, I would. I'm interested in that. It was a peer pressure. Well, this guy's doing it, and this guy's doing it, and that guy's doing it. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. Did you get that same hard sell?
Oh, yeah, I was pushed into it. I was getting phone calls, text messages. Everyone's doing it. You'll be the only one that's not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, do you really want to be the guy not doing it? Like, all right, I'll do it.
And then there was the one rule about the the pool was don't speak of the pool that we broke up immediately.
Well, that was, I think, Santiago that brought that up on the air.
Santiago was one of those moods where he was just, everyone was going to
pay Monday after the Cowboys lost, yeah. And he felt the way, and I respect him for it.
Everyone was going to pay the price that day.
Oh, and rightfully so. Okay, do you want to hear the let me find it, what Jay Will had to say? And of course KJM comes your way at 8 o'clock every morning here on 98.7 ESPN. What he had to say about the Knicks yesterday on his show?
I would. I would
I
love to hear
you
it.
You would. Here's Jay Williams, KJM. This season is already lost for the Knicks.
I think the season's lost. I don't think that you're going to get the value that you would want as a Knicks fan with this season at all. You're going to have to try to get a trade. Now, the question is, what are you willing to give up? And who are you attacking? Are you trying to get a guy like De'Aaron Fox? This is going to be a huge summer for a guy like Dame. You even hear Daryl Morey saying, hey, we're going to hold our cards with Ben Simmons. We're going to wait to see what happens with James Harden. You know, it's frustrating for me as a hooper because I see the potential of what the Knicks organization could be. And you think about if KD or Kyrie both wanted to come to that organization, how ready they are to be a championship contender. And it feels like last year they were exponentially closer. But I'm telling you, as right now, it feels like they're exponentially further away.
Now, the one thing I would say is exponentially closer. How close were they really to winning a championship
they
last
weren't.
Year?
They weren't.
So they were exponentially
we were all, we were
better.
All well, no, I mean, we were all. Listen, I don't know how much a difference, you know, how much Derrick Rose, when he comes back, how much of a difference he'll make. Because I think we all understand how important he is, especially to that bench unit. But, I mean, if Julius Randle doesn't figure it out, you're not close to anything.
If Julius Randle plays like this, you're going to wind up losing 50 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be a lot, and you're not going to make the playoffs if this continues.
No, you're going to be studying the draft.
Yeah, and playoffs, I mean, the play-in.
In the draft.
Yeah, it's a shame, though. I mean, all those good feelings, all the momentum we had built up, felt like we were headed in the right direction.
Is it all gone?
Well, depending on what happens to the deadline. I mean, the guy you were, one of your foundational pieces moving forward feels like he's checked out. So how could you say that it's not? I mean, you feel good about where R.J. Barrett is headed. I mean, I don't know if Obi Toppin continues to shoot well from three. I don't think that's his game. But, I mean, he seems to be playing better. And maybe he'll get more minutes. But I mean that you're all NBA player, you're all star, you're most improved player. One of the guys that we kept saying, well, once they get a big time player, it would be good because he's not really a number one option. If he could take a step back and be a two, or best case scenario be a three, then you'd be ready. Well, I mean, if you have to get rid of him because he's not happy and he's affecting the young players in the team, what momentum do you have?
You have very little.
Now we got people calling in already when they want to fire. I mean, you were coach of the year last year to now the fan base wants him fired.
I don't know that anybody wants him fired.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, people want him out? I've heard a lot of phone. This is all Tibbs' fault.
I think that's something that will begin to be an issue. And I think that's something that is realistic, that if it doesn't turn around, he won't be here. But I haven't heard a lot of fire him.
Oh, yeah. He wears players out. This is his track record. This team looks like they're not playing for the coach. It's amazing, man, and you wonder why we don't have consistency, we don't have continuity, we have things, you don't give it time. What he got out of this team, that's the problem, is that that team had no business being as good as it was last year, none.
That's the problem.
They're their own, stand
in their own way. They were so good last year that the expectations went through the roof, and now they're just not that good.
But yeah, well, now they're back to more of what they are.
Yep.
Which is inconsistent, closer to being a 500 team. I just don't understand what's going on with Julius Randle. I don't.
It's very odd.
It is, because let's be honest with ourselves. Did you expect him to be as good as he was last year?
Nobody did. I didn't like him 2 years ago.
Okay, so, but did you think it would be like this?
No.
No.
I never thought he'd be as good as he was, and I never thought he'd be as bad as he is now.
No, just settle.
Like, I always thought
he'd
be a guy that you
look
at. You're like, he's fine. He's a good-ish player, and you can, if he's your third guy or your second guy, you can have a good team. But he's not going to carry a team, which he did, and he's not going to be the reason that you stink, which he might be right now.
Yeah, but here's the other thing though, to Jay Will, what he was saying, because that report came out yesterday that Donovan Mitchell is a first round exit from the playoffs away from being a New York Knick. You're not making, and if that's the case, and you better be checking on that. You're not making moves. You're not going to start trading things away if that could potentially happen.
I'm telling you, Donovan Mitchell is not coming to the Knicks. I know firsthand he loves Utah.
Okay, but if that's the case, then you make a move. But you know what? You know how aggravated I would be if that was the situation where that was, for the sake of this conversation, the reality that was true.
And you had to give up a ton to get a guy you could have had in the first place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That you could have drafted.
But how Knicks would that be?
It would be so Knicks.
Like, that would be the definition of what they are.
Ugh.
Right?
That would drive me crazy.
Crazy. All right. So we still have a lot to do here. I mean, we're getting towards the end, but we still have plenty to do. And we start with Santiago, who was in a mood earlier this morning. It was a long day, but this is really the time that he's the best of what he's capable of doing. Three stars.
Today's three stars.
That sounded like another backhanded compliment.
Oh,
I gotta be
my
honest
God.
With you.
I said you're so good at doing this, and you're so sensitive.
It just seems like another backhanded compliment.
You are amazing.
Some of the things you said to me off the air, I'm very troubling. Just very troubled by.
Nasty. Anyway, acted like a jerk.
Anyway.
Rick, when I said good morning, did he go, before anything, just go guns blazing at me?
He went preemptive strike is what he did.
Rick wasn't even there. Rick wasn't even there.
Number three.
Anyway, learned a little bit about the Rothenberg family today. First of all, that gin rummy is played and that gin rummy's allegedly thrown. Games are thrown.
Yeah. She's like the Pete Rose of gin rummy.
Sherry Rothenberg, the Pete Rose of gin rummy. But we also learned going into the past of Dave Rothenberg.
You know, when I was a child, my cousin told me recently that they were concerned because I was talking to the ham.
A lot to digest there.
Lots to digest.
Number two.
Tonight, Henrik Lundqvist night at Madison Square Garden. Here's a public service announcement for everybody. If you're going to the game, it's an 8 o'clock face-off, but the ceremony is at 6:30, so make sure you're parked in your seats by then. And that brings us to
number one.
Because it was brought up on The Point last night.
If he had any decent coaching, he probably would have won a Stanley Cup. Oh, man. Oh, man. No, listen.
Rick's best friend got the T-shirt to prove it, won John Tortorella.
Was not happy with that.
How is that a star? The guy gave John Tortorella "You're My Best Friend" T-shirt when he claims I'm his best friend every day on the show.
That's the star. That's the point. Listen,
I love it. So your stars are now stirring trouble on the show.
Listen, it doesn't take much for you to stir trouble on the show. Why can't I have the same fun?
You are slurping on it.
I want Torch to be a cold call. I want it to be a thing.
He'll hang up. I guarantee we call him the second he answers the phone.
But that would be entertaining.
And I say you're on the radio, he will slam me. He may break the phone.
Tell him that Don wants to talk to him. I guarantee he won't hang up.
Does
the
he
phone.
Like Don?
He loves Don. Don is his favorite person.
I got a group text from them, from the producer and Torts, and he says, okay, yeah, we're good. Ricky, make sure you don't bleep it up. That was the text message.
He knows you. He knows you really well.
Oh, he was a pain in the ass.
See, Santi, as always, a phenomenal job with the three stars. All right, KJM comes your way in just minutes here on 98.7 ESPN. Key and Jay will join us here. Guys, good Friday morning, championship weekend, all those good things. Henrik Lundqvist has his number raised to the rafters of the Garden tonight. Special moment, number 30. But we had the conversation earlier in the show. Best New York athletes to never win a title. So let's work with some of those. What do you think?
Patrick Ewing.
That was ours as well. That was our number one.
That's the number one, right?
Yep.
Bernard King.
Okay.
Bernard King.
Yeah. Carlos Beltran, right?
Look at you.
Carlos Beltran.
Will. Just rattling names off.
Yeah. How about David Wright? Can we put David Wright on the list?
I don't know.
Wait. Oh, I got one just because I was a fan. Don Mattingly.
Yeah, right?
Does
Jay Will.
Does New Jersey count or no?
So, like the Nets, are you saying?
Yeah, like the Nets.
Yeah.
So it would be like Jason Kidd.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you count the Nets, I don't know. You guys probably don't count the Nets because it was under the tunnel or across the river or whatever y'all say. I don't know what y'all say.
Well, it depends. It depends. If Max was doing the crosstalk, who knows? I mean, who knows who he's a fan of now?
Who else?
Darrell
Revis.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Johnson.
How about Curtis Martin?
Curtis Martin.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Curtis ahead of Key.
I don't know if Curtis is ahead of me.
He's ahead of me because he finished in New York. They ran me out of New York before I could even finish.
Guys, I'm thinking, did Mike Piazza win one?
No.
No,
Pizza,
right?
Pizza did not win one.
All right, so here's the question, though. How Lundqvist, I think, rises up because he spent his entire career with the Rangers. Right? Would you like Piazza split time with the Dodgers and the Mets, right? You'd agree that for that reason that Lundqvist is a higher level than Piazza?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Although, even though I'm a Dodger guy and I'm an LA guy, Pizza feels like a Met to me more than a Dodger. I have no idea why.
He was so good with the Dodgers. Oh,
I know, but
God.
I think for whatever reason, like, we don't even talk about him in L.A. Like, when we start naming some of the all-time great Dodger players.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, they're not great fans, Jay Will. L.A. doesn't have great fans.
Key, you know that. You know that the L.A. fans are not great fans.
No, what we are calm in the brain and not delusional.
Well, see, there's no reason to jab us.
Well, he just jabbed me.
Some would call passion. Some would call that passion.
No, that's called delusional.
Dave, we call that passion.
The
here.
Fact that you think that the Knicks was going to do anything this year is delusional.
Cool, calm, like too cool and calm.
Yeah, because they don't really
too
care.
Laid back.
No, yeah, we cool and
you
calm.
You got the good weather. You guys are outside with your toes out.
Jay, guys, we don't panic because there's no need to. Relax, take it easy. It's the second inning.
Feels like you're panicking right now with the Lakers. Feels like you're panicking with the Lakers.
No, I'm not. LeBron didn't play last night. And AD hurt his wrist.
Again.
He's always hurt. Again. No, but in all seriousness, though, yeah, we don't, for whatever reason, we really don't. Piazza, we know he's a Dodger, but it just doesn't.
All right. Huh. We'll take him as our own. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy championship weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Dave, good luck to the Knicks.
Yeah, you're such a bad
guy. Keep the bets rational.
You're such a bad guy. Have a good weekend. You see what they do?
Yeah, he's taking shots. Jay Will loves it now.
You know what? I like Duke. I'm going to have to root against Duke.
No, we'll have to. Well, yeah, I mean, we have no choice.
I would love to see Krzyzewski win the championship in his last year, but maybe I have to root against that.
No, we can't root for that now. We can't. He makes it impossible.
He really does.
How can you make someone not like Coach K? Jay Will's managed to do it.
He is really stepping up and doing that. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO, my best friend Rothenberg, and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.